You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Sequoia Cheney, the founder of Wonderfully Raw, makers of cocoa runes and other delicious organic foods. An inspiring leader with a passion for healthy living, Sequoia continues to develop products that combine sound nutrition with excellent taste. You got to love that. Sequoia, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm really happy to be here.
Now, we're happy that you came out to be with us to tell us what's going on here with your company. So for the benefit of our listeners, tell us about Wonderfully Raw.
Wonderfully Raw is a company that I started about 2 years ago. But prior to that, 6 years prior, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And to tell you honestly, I was shocked. I was living a very healthy lifestyle. My husband and I had a healing center. So for me to have this diagnosis was very surprising. But in that surprise, it also was the motivator for me to find out how I should be eating, what I should be eating, how I should be exercising, to really help heal my own body. So the doctors had put me on medication, and I knew that wasn't the route I really wanted to go. But I did follow their instructions and did everything I was supposed to do. But in the meantime, I was investigating all different ways of eating. Every program that was out there, I learned about it. So I ended up 3 years ago at the Culinary Institute called Living Light, and they train chefs in raw foods, how to create delicious food in their natural state. So all the enzymes, minerals, and vitamins are still intact. So you're feeding your body as you're healing your body. And so to me, that was the most exciting thing that I could ever do. So after I graduated with all this knowledge, I became a raw food teacher, and I would have classes, and people would come from all over, take my classes, and buy my food. And every single class, they would say, God, you got to get this stuff in the market. And I would say, oh, I'm 56 years old. I really don't want to start a new business right now. And so I let it be. So a few months later, a local Santa Cruz Local Foods called me. They're an online farmer's market, and they wanted me to produce about 25 different raw food items, salads, soups, desserts. And I did, and I needed a commercial kitchen. So I found a commercial kitchen in Watsonville. That's where we live. And the young man who I shared it with, he made a raw kale chip. And when he started to taste my food, he said, you got to go to the markets here and show them these macaroons. I said, no, you know, I really don't want to start a company right now. But he said, just go see the buyer at New Leaf Markets. They have 7 stores. Just see what she says. So I went there with my little chef coat and my basket of macaroons, and I met with the buyer. And she said, oh, these are fabulous. Could you come back in 2 weeks? I want you to meet the other 8 buyers. So I did. And all 7 stores wanted the product. So they said, how quickly could we get it? And I said, well, could you give me 30 days? I don't have a bag or a label. So 30 days later, we were in 7 stores. 2 years later, we're in about 1,500 stores.
That is incredible. It really is.
Surely, I have to tell you.
I can only imagine. So, with all that and that information and that story, which is really exciting, what was the inspiration to create the company, the folks that were demanding and begging you to create this company, or was it something else?
It was something else. On my journey of trying to eat correctly, what I did discover was that a lot of the foods that were good for me didn't taste that good. And so I have this thing, if it doesn't taste good, I won't stick with it and I won't eat it. So I decided I'm going to make my own treats. And that was the beginning. because I have an amazing palate, and I wanted other people to be able to enjoy things that were good for them, but also tasted delicious.
Now, Wonderfully Raw offers a number of innovative health-oriented products. Tell us about those items, if you would.
Well, we started out with the 6 flavors of Coco Runes, and the Coco Runes is a raw macaroon that's dehydrated at 118 degrees, so all the vitamins, again, and the enzymes are intact. There's nothing in our product that you can't pronounce or spell. There's no additives or stabilizers or fillers or anything. It's just the natural product. So when we discovered how well the Coco Runes were being accepted, my son, who's also the president of our company, top chef from New York City, who I had move his family back here to help us run Wonderfully Raw, he came up with our newest items, which are called Brussels Bites and Snip Chips. I think most of your listeners would be aware of kale chips that are in all the markets. We wanted to do something that wasn't kale, that would be as nutritious and delicious, but not kale. So we came up with Snip Chips, which are parsnips that we cut very, very thin, and almost like a potato chip, but they're parsnips, and they're also dehydrated, so all the nutrients are still intact, and they come in 3 flavors, a dill pickle, a cheesy herb truffle, and a chipotle lime cilantro.
Certainly sounds delicious.
They are delicious. The Brussels Bites is a Brussels sprout mixture. We have tamarind apple crunch and also a chili pumpkin seed crunch. So those are our 5 new items that we're really, really excited about, and it gives people an alternative or another choice besides kale chips.
Very impressive. Today we're joined by Sequoia Cheney, the founder of Wonderfully Raw, makers of Coco Runes and other delicious organic foods here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sequoia, what are some of the benefits or competitive advantages that distinguish Wonderfully Raw as a leader with its respective area of business?
I think one of the things that we stand out the most is our flavor profile and the quality of our food. When people take a bite, I get so many comments like, oh, my God, you know, I remember eating something like that when I was a kid. Oh, my God, it's just like my grandmother used to make. So what people are experiencing is the freshness and the quality of the product. And because it tastes so good, they keep coming back for more.
How would you envision Wonderfully Raw evolving or expanding in both the short and the long term? I know it's been such an incredible ride here for the last 2 years, but where do you see yourself going even in the next 2 to 5 and beyond?
Well, I think Wonderfully Raw will be one of the leaders in the raw food movement. I think the way we are going about creating our products with people's tastes in mind, and their health in mind, and our own integrity to what we believe in as a good product, I think we are just going to keep on growing, keep developing new items, and keep people coming back for more, especially with the combination of Eric and myself creating these.
And finally, Sequoia, share with us some success stories from consumers who are fans of Wonderfully Raw.
Okay. Can I read a little letter that I received from a 10-year-old?
I think it would be a great, great share.
And at the beginning of the year, I go to the mailbox, and I see a envelope, and I open up the envelope, and inside is this really cute little boy, a picture of him holding a bag of Coco Runes. And here is the letter. To whom it may concern, my name is Stephen. I am 10 years old, and I live in Yuba City with my mom and dad and 2 brothers. During the Christmas season, I decided to make a choice of wanting to eat healthier when the new year started. I had been eating too much sugar and junk food for too long and knew I needed to lose a couple pounds. I told my parents how I was feeling, and my dad said he would also stop eating sugar if I did. So we made a deal to eat healthier together, and this started on January 1st. When Mom told my Nana what I was doing, my Nana suggested I try your Coco Runes as a treat. She gave my mom a couple for us to try, and I couldn't believe how much I liked them. Last week, I got a chance to visit my Nana. She lives a couple hours away, and she took my mom and me to Whole Foods where we bought a bag of your brownie with cacao nibs. They're both delicious. I'm excited that my Nana told me about your products because they make a great sweet snack when I have one with a glass of milk. I would really like to try your lemon pie and vanilla, but Whole Foods is very far from my house. But I am excited to report that both my dad and I are doing well so far to sticking to our new healthier way of eating. I feel good, I'm exercising, I'm happy I made the changes. Thank you for making it easier for me to eat healthier by making such a yummy snack. Yours sincerely, Stephen. He's 10 years old.
Wow. That does tell it all, doesn't it?
Exactly. I sent him a big box of Cocoroons, and he was so thrilled.
That is a great, great story.
I love getting letters like this. We get them every day, and we're just happy to be a part of that.
Definitely. Really appreciate you coming down here. First of all, before we let you go, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Wonderfully Raw Online.
Our website is www.mycocoroons.com, mycocoroons.com. And our phone number is 831-786-8773.
Very good. And with your success in such a short time, in conclusion, what advice could you lend to anyone looking to create their own business? What comes to mind?
Go with your heart. Anything can happen. If you believe in your product, yourself, miracles happen every day. Just do it.
She is Sequoia Cheney, the founder of Wonderfully Raw, makers of Cocoroons and other delicious organic foods. And the website, once again, is mycocoroons.com. Sequoia, thanks so much for joining us on Enterprise Radio and continued success.
Thank you, Eric. It was a pleasure.
It certainly was ours as well. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.